Today, in a troubled world, the long cash con continues. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, on this post covering finance and property news. Those expecting the rant today will be disappointed. Unfortunately, Edwin is tied up. Hopefully, we're going to record it tomorrow. But it gives me an opportunity to talk about a couple of very important issues. And towards the end of the show in particular, I'm going to focus on Jim Chalmers' announcements that came in over the weekend relating to the cash mandate. But before I get there, I think we should reflect briefly on the story that, of course, has been echoing around the world over the last 24 hours relating to what happened at Bondi Beach. And I'm not going to go into the politics of it, but just really to highlight, as Tarek said, that this potentially changed Australia irrevocably. And it's also, I think, just worth thinking about what Shane Oliver said. It's a horrible, despicable event in Bondi. And as he suggests and I say, our thoughts are with our fellow Australians in the Jewish community and all those affected. Violence is never the answer. And of course, there are implications and consequences. As Scott Phillips said, my 12-year-old was happily singing Christmas carols as we got ready for bed, blissfully unaware of the tragedy. And then he went on to say, I can't sleep. I'm so incredibly glad my son doesn't have to process today's horror, but other 12-year-olds do. They shouldn't have to, and the reverberations will be felt for years. Now, Dave Pocock tweeted out Lifeline on 13 11 14, which is a very important helpline for those significantly affected by it. And certainly my thoughts are also with those who are directly or indirectly impacted. But just thinking about the implications for the recent under 16 ban, the Free Speech Union of Australia retweeted a post from Alexandra Marshall saying, just waiting for the eSafety Commission to demand X start deleting videos of the Bondi Beach terror attack, because we know that's coming. Hopefully, even she won't try, the horrors of today should not be hidden. And actually, that takes us to quite an important point, because the New South Wales Police tweeted on social media the warning. Police are responding to a developing incident at Bondi Beach and are urging the public to avoid the area. So, if you're under 16, you won't have received the tweets. You won't have received the alerts, which just begs an interesting question. And then, just to put the nail in the coffin, Annika Wells MP posted that the tragedy of Bondi Beach is shocking and distressing. And last night, the eSafety Commissioner stood up their on-call team to monitor what's being shared online. And as Craig Kelly said, perhaps this is the last straw for Annika Wells. Well, it does show you, I think, the complications and the limitations of the current approach to social media and the fact that, like it or not, bad news is going to get out. But of course, those under 16 may not have got warnings that could have protected them, possibly. It's very complicated. And talking about complications, I want then to go on to talk about another complication, and that is relating to the use of cash in Australia. If you go back, I made a show at the beginning of November called The Cash Con Objection Last Chance Saloon, because the government came out with some proposals and asked for responses to those proposals. Well, guess what? We've now got some announcements from Jim Chalmers that were sneaked in, actually, on Sunday afternoon. Funny time of year and funny time of day to make those announcements, methinks. But it goes back to this fundamental point. The problem with the government is that they are very much locked by what the banks want to do rather than what the government might want to do. And whilst it is true that there are reasons for offering alternatives for cash in the system, it's more convenient possibly, the truth is, of course, that use of cash, particularly when systems go down, electronics turn off, or when we get floods and things, cash is critically important. And in fact, around the world, there has been a reversion to the use of cash. And just on that, it's worth noting that the Reserve Bank recently published their data, which showed, again, a further uptick in the use of cash. And in fact, if you look at the notes on issue, you can see that they are continuing to rise. And research shows around 1.5 million Australians continue to use cash for 80% of their in-person spending. And that is despite the use of cash still holding steady, although as a percentage of all transactions it may be coming down, it's still a significant proportion of transactions in the economy, and specifically in regional areas. But of course, in regional areas, banks are closing their branches and ATMs are being ripped out, so it's harder and harder to get access to cash, which is, of course, the plan amongst the big banks. They want to take cash out of the system and force you to use digital means, and that, of course, is more controlling. And then it works when the technology works. Now, as I said, the Treasurer yesterday actually released this mandating cash acceptance. Jim Chalmers announced this cash mandate will start on the 1st of January 2026. While governments around the world are introducing real laws to protect cash, like, for example, in Ireland, Sweden, Norway, Austria, and the EU, and many states and cities in the US, Chalmers has produced a set of regulations that frankly appease the banks and vested interests and will encourage more businesses to reject cash payments. The proposed cash mandate only applies to big supermarkets and fuel retailers. No other retailers are covered by the mandate. Now, if you look at the full text of Chalmers' announcement, in fact, Jason Bryce did a nice critique, and I want to take you through his critique, because he provided an explanation of what's really happening. Chalmers says, we're delivering on our commitment to mandate cash acceptance for essential purchases by finalising regulations that require fuel and grocery retailers to accept cash from 1 January 2026. But Jason says, no, Jim Chalmers committed to delivering a cash mandate covering medicines, food, fuel, and other essentials. So no, you're not delivering on your commitment, Jim. Chalmers then said, we're making it mandatory for businesses to accept cash when they sell these essential items. This will help to ensure Australians can continue to pay with cash for essentials if they want to. It will ensure Australians who depend on cash for fuel and groceries aren't left behind. Well, supermarkets and fuel retailers will only need one cash terminal, so cash users will literally be left to line up while card users sell through quickly to pay for their groceries. And then Chalmers says, community feedback confirmed grocery and fuel purchases are essentials, and today's changes mean that from the 1st of January 2026, most retailers must accept cash for in-person transactions of $500 or less between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. Well, Jim Chalmers kept the community feedback secret, actually, because thousands of submissions confirmed that Australians want all retailers to accept cash, not just a few. There were more than 4,000 submissions that were kept hidden. The Treasurer really needs to release those submissions if he wants to talk about them. And Chalmers went on to say small businesses with aggregate annual turnover under $10 million will be exempted from the mandate. However, the mandate will apply to small businesses that choose to share a trademark with a larger retailer. Well, this is somewhat outrageous misdirection, as Jason said. Exempt from what? Big businesses like Kmart, Bunnings, Chemist Warehouse, Tyre Power, and all the others are not covered by this cash mandate. This is tricky politician speak. There's bullshit around the place. This is literally gaslighting. Only large supermarkets and large fuel retailers are covered by the mandate. And Chalmers went on to say that in addition to the cash mandate for fuel and groceries, consumers also already have the option to pay their bills, including utilities, phone bills, and council rates, in cash at their local Australia Post outlet through Post Bill Pay on the current terms of this service. Well, they've been closing Australia Post branches, as I discussed recently with Robbie Barwick, and currently, yes, there is no guarantee, though, that this will continue. Telecommunications, water, electricity are all essential services, but there's really no guarantee that those bills will be able to be paid with cash in the future. Why billers are not included in the mandate is unclear. Chalmers does say that bill pay is available at post offices across Australia and is relied on by businesses and government agencies, including utility providers and government entities across local, state and Commonwealth levels. Actually, as he says, government should lead the way on accepting cash. Government should not be leading the way towards a cashless future. Chalmers says the government will review the mandate after 3 years to ensure it is functioning as intended. Now, as Jason says, and I agree, you should be able to pay with cash if you need to. And that's what the regulations really are or should be all about. The Chalmers cash mandate will ensure actually you can't pay with cash if you need to. These are actually regulations about allowing retailers to reject cash, which of course is very much in line with what the banks want to do. So the Chalmers cash mandate is a further betrayal. The Chalmers cash mandate will allow banks to further restrict our access to cash and further increase their profit from card and phone transactions. And of course, the problem is that if the power goes out or the systems go down, then you're absolutely snookered. We've seen that again and again. And the recent floods, once again, highlight the point. So shame on the government, but no surprise, I'm afraid, they snuck this out on a late Sunday afternoon. And then, of course, the Bondi thing came in over the top. So a lot of people have not even noticed this announcement. But kudos to Jason for highlighting it. But I like the regional's posts on this. Of course, we've been working with the regional for some time on the question of cash. And this was the regional's actual reaction, which I won't read out. But she did go on to say it's a new low for Chalmers. Jim used B Sky B Biz on Sunday Arvo to announce that he had ignored 4,000 plus submissions and snapped the cash mandate through with no parliamentary debate. This is a dud piece of legislation. Treasury admitted it will not help most of regional Australia. And here is a quick grab from Sky when Chalmers announced it and tried to spin it that they were supporting the use of cash when, of course, they aren't really. So my point is this. This little fellow and all their friends are going to get rarer and rarer. And in so doing, we are going to be more restricted and more controlled. Cash and the use of cash is absolutely essential for a vibrant future, particularly in regional Australia, but more broadly too. And yet the government is going in precisely the opposite direction and very much aligning with the big banks who want to take cash out of the system. And of course, if you take cash out of the system, you have to use digital, assuming you can get connectivity. In some parts of Australia, you still can't. And of course, it's tracked and controlled and potentially can be turned off. So in terms of personal freedom, in terms of flexibility, it's really important that cash is available. And I'm afraid from my point of view, this is another major fail on behalf of the government. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching and I'll see you again next time.